Buddy, he's here every other Friday, the best right there, famed defense attorney in the country. He is in Berlin, where tonight he will catch the Rolling Stones. Tomorrow's some World Cup soccer. It's our dear friend Arthur Idala, hey. Live from Germany.
Wow.
What's up, guys? I wish I knew how to say something in German, but I only been here about 4 hours, so I don't have anything under my belt. Although I just watched Brazil just score a goal, I guess they're playing Croatia, and, you know, it's not... I mean, America is not in the World Cup, so really there's not a lot of action in New York about the World Cup.
Right,
Berlin,
right.
But it's alive and well, and they're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's not Croatia. They actually just shut out Argentina yesterday. You're watching Nigeria play Iceland. How I know that, I don't know, but
no,
I do.
It's Brazil.
There you go. Oh. Right, right. But I know Germany was very disappointing in the first game. They got shut out by Mexico. They're in a must-win situation tomorrow, Arthur. Are people, is there a fervor in the streets? Is it palpable?
Absolutely. I mean, Germany just, I mean, some people who don't even follow the World Cup, Germany is the favorite to win. They won 4 years ago. They're favorite to win this year. And to lose, that's all they're talking about here is Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. But whatever, be that as it may, two things I want to address with you real quick. Because how crazy is this? I'm sitting in a cafe in Berlin outdoors listening to you guys on the app.
Yeah.
So I found out, unfortunately, about Charles Krauthammer. I knew he was very, very sick, but he was a very special man. And I did have the opportunity to meet him several times. And he was so special that I never knew that he was in a wheelchair until I actually met him. And then I got his whole backstory about how he was paralyzed as a medical student. And he still graduated with his class on time. I mean, he's a very, very
amazing,
a very brilliant man. And he's a big loss to society.
Never complained about the hand that fate dealt him. Never complained about it one time. Didn't even want to talk about it.
No, and I heard you how you guys were comparing him to, you know, O'Reilly. They were great together. I mean, usually when the big stories hit, O'Reilly, that was O'Reilly's go-to guest, you know, the number one talk show in, you know, the nation for, what was it, 15 years, and Krauthammer was his go-to guy. So, I mean, it's definitely a tremendous loss. So I'm sorry to hear about that. And look, Michael Cohen and Tom Arnold, all I'll tell you as an attorney who has a lot of his cases covered in the media, you know, don't believe everything you read about who's doing what and this and that. The newspaper's going to write as much as they can to sell as many papers as they can. So, you know, I'm just a little skeptical. I'm not sure if Michael Cohen is all of a sudden going to be an F Trump kind of guy, especially when Trump is throwing all of those signals out there, how he's pardoning everyone from Muhammad Ali to Jack Johnson and everybody in between.
That's a good point, Arthur Idala. That's right. Trump has that.
I think we got to wait and see on that one.
Yes, indeed. Now, listen. Arthur Idala is out in Berlin for the World Cup, which is kind of weird, but that's okay. Listen, Anthony Bourdain passed
away. That's another tragedy.
Well, I was going to say he passed away, and the following Sunday, they aired a show that he did recently about Berlin being like the sex freak capital of Europe. All the libertines.
Well, actually, thank God my wife's home with the baby and not listening to this. But actually, number one, I actually came here, the real motivation was the Rolling Stones, who are all in their 70s, and they're my favorite band. They added 8 shows just in Europe, and my law partners, Billy and Michael and Imran, we all were like, you know what, we're going to go see the Stones. You know, they're not going to play forever, right? I mean, these guys, Tom Petty died, David Bowie died, and we just made it a priority to come here, and it just so happens we planned it so that we're going to be here for the World Cup. And Germany's beautiful. I mean, Bernie, I'm in, like, their equivalent to Times Square. There's not one, I'm looking right now, there's not a piece of paper on the ground. There's some cigarette butts, but it's clean as a whistle. And
no, it's a beautiful, people say it's, in fact, we're going to go in September because there are 6 countries that you have to run the marathon's in to get this ultimate marathon deal. Danielle's done Paris and London. The only 2 left, by the way, I think the others are Boston and New York, or Tokyo. We're going in February, and Berlin. We're going in September. So we can't wait to see what you're seeing today. Are you going to go check out some of the concentration camps when you're there? Honestly,
yeah. You know, we're going on a some sort of a World War II tour tomorrow. It's a half walking and half in a car. And, yeah, that's actually tomorrow. Then we're going to Hamburg,
We're going to Dresden,
wow,
and then back to Berlin. So,
wow. Very nice.
But I do miss you guys, and I don't know, maybe I'll be in Atlantic City next Friday to hang out with you.
Yeah, that'll be
very
great.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Arthur, nice.
Hey, listen, Arthur.
And Sydney, I verified everything for July 10th. I was in the courthouse the other day, and everything's going to be fine with your wife. 10 o'clock, we got to be there around 9:15, and it'll all be good.
Oh, you know, that's good, because I know you had a case you're working on. You may have been in court, and she's really excited.
No, no.
Okay, she's eternally grateful for this, too. We both love you. Thank you.
We're good to go. So on behalf of Arthur and Imran and Michael and Billy Santo, regards from Berlin. God bless America. God bless New York. And God bless Bernie and Sid.
Yeah, Artie. Enjoy.
Flip it too.
Enjoy that little Farfik Nugent on the side. Auf Wiedersehen, my friend Arthur Idala.
All right, be good, guys. Thank you.
All right, Love you. Bernie and Sid show. We're coming right back.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.
Boy.
77 WABC and streaming at WABCRadio.com.